Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch, we begin Perek Achar Asar, the 11th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Bekum, the laws of the first fruits and Sabah's Ram, which we continue on another Rashis, which we're discussing many different things that are the first, like Bikurim, Melchala, Rish Lageiz. And this Perek Ram discusses Pidyon HaBen, the redemption of the firstborn son. As Rambam begins, Halacha Alf, regarding the obligation of this mitzvah. Mitzvah Saseh, it's a positive commandment, Liftis Kol Ish Meisrael Benoit, that every single man of the Jewish people should redeem his son. Shehu, and that is, B'choyer, that is the firstborn, Le'imoy, to his mother, Ha'Yisraelis, that's a Jewish woman, a Yisraelis, meaning of not a kohen and Levi. Hashem says in the Pasuk, Kol Peter Rechem Li, Hashem says, everyone that is the first one to open up the womb is for me, and since he's left for Hashem, one has to redeem him from that sanctification. And then, like it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Ach Podi Siftes B'choyer Adam, however, one should redeem the firstborn man. Now, Alacha Beis, Ve'in ha'isha chayebes liftes is b'na. At the Rambam's wording, it said, Ish mi Yisrael. However, a woman is not obligated to redeem her firstborn son. And the reason for that is, Shechayev liftes is atzmai. Because whoever is obligated to redeem himself, if, let's say, his father had not redeemed him, as Rambam's going to explain, who Shechayev liftes is b'na, that's the individual that has to redeem their son. But a woman does not have to redeem herself, because whoever others have the obligation to redeem them, if they don't, then they have an obligation to redeem themselves. But if others do not have an obligation to redeem them, then they don't have to redeem themselves. And the woman, her father, does not have to redeem them, as we just had said before, it's only by the son. So therefore, the woman herself does not have an obligation to redeem her son. Now, of her avalefado, let's say the father violates and he doesn't redeem his firstborn son, then kishiyigdal, then when the child becomes older, yiftes asma, he redeems himself, as we just mentioned, that concept. Halacha gimel. Now, hayuhu liftos, ubenoi liftos, let's say an individual had to redeem himself. His father didn't redeem him. And he also has a son that he has an obligation that he gave birth now to, also he has to redeem. So, halacha zifte atzmei tchil v'achkech benoi. First he redeems himself, and then he redeems his son. Now, ve'imin le'eli kadei pinyachan avle, let's say he only has enough money to redeem one of the two of them. Yifte atzmei, he redeems himself, that obligation comes first. Halacha dalad, hay benoi liftos, let's say he had the obligation to redeem his firstborn son. His child just turned the day 31. Vigi es lalas l'regel, but it's also the same time of making the pilgrimage to the Beis HaMikdash by the Yom Tevim. Ve'en l'kedei l'zev l'zen. He doesn't have enough money to do both the mitzvah ben yaben and making the lila regel. So play this benai. First he redeems his son, v'achkech lila regel, and then if he has the ability, he does a lila regel. Because Shnimah says in the Pasuk, in Shemais, first it says, kol b'chor b'necha tefteh. Every firstborn son you should redeem. And only then it says, don't see my face empty, meaning have the karbanis that you could afford to bring when you come to visit Hashem, that we see Pidyon HaBen takes precedence. Halacha, hey, HaPoydis B'nai, if someone redeems his son, Mevarchi makes the bracha, Hashem Kedushon B'mitzvayisav, that he sanctified us with his commandments, V'tzivon HaPidyon HaBen, and he commanded us on the redemption of the son. And then he goes and he makes the bracha of Shechayonu, Hashem have kept us alive to such an incredible opportunity. And then he gives the redemption to the kohen. Now, when Pada Atzmai, let's say he's redeeming himself, so Mevachim makes the bracha, liftos habachar, to redeem the firstborn. Mevach shechiyon, and he makes the shechiyon. Halach above, the Ram discusses regarding this gift of the redemption. So mitzvah zuna heges, this mitzvah pinyan ben applies, b'chal makom, chosman, anywhere in the world, at any time. Now, how much money does it take to redeem the firstborn son? It's 5 slaim. Shnoi says in the pasuk of Bamidbar, ufeduyev, and his redemption is mi ben chaydish tifte, is from when he's 1 month old. Which after that, the pasuk says be'erka chakesav chamesh shkalim, 5 shkalim. Now that's bein bekesav, whether with actual money, bein b'shabekesav, whether that's what is worth money. Min ha'matatlan shuguf ha'mamon, but it has to be from a movable item where it's intrinsically worth money. Kinya shkalim, which has the same idea like shkalim. The figure, therefore, in point by karkos, one cannot redeem with land because that's not a movable item, like money is. And b'lim b'vodim, m'neishem karkos, neither with slaves, which the pasuk equates like land. And b'lim b'shtaris, but for the other reason, not with documents, l'fisha ein guf ha'mamon, because they don't have intrinsic worth as money, so even though they're movable, but they're just a proof of something that you could collect with, but they don't have intrinsic value. Then Padobain, and if one redeems one of these three things, in the Padre, that would not be a valid way of redemption. Now, Halacha Zayin, Kasava Avla Kayin Shuchayv L'Chamishlam. a different type of a document. Not like that we said before, which is an actual collectible currency that's a document that says of that has the actual value. But he just writes a document. The father writes to the Kohen Shu Chayv L'Chamesh Shlom that he owes him an IOU, he owes him 5 Shlom. So actually, Chayv Litan Loi, he's going to have to give him the 5 Shlom, and Ubanoyin the Padoi, and the son's still not going to be redeemed. Because this is like just a new obligation, because he doesn't mention anything there in that what he wrote him, that it's regarding the monies of redemption of the firstborn son. Now, nothing like cliche in a shavu b'shok chomesh shlom. Let's say the father gave the kohen a vessel that's not worth 5 shlom in the market value, but the kibla kohen b'chomesh shlom, the kohen accepted it with that as if it's worth 5 shlom. Then harei b'nei pana padei, his son will be considered redeemed. Let's say nothing chomesh shlom la'asar kan. Let's say he gives 5 shlom and he disperses it amongst 10 kanim, bim ba'asachas, bim zachazeh, whether at the same time, simultaneously, or whether one after the other, consecutively. Yatza, it's fulfilled his obligation. Ultimately, he gave to a kohen the total value of 5 shlom. Halacha ches, rotza kohen lahachzer l'pinyan. Let's say the kohen wants to give back the redemption money to the father of the baby. So, machzer, he could give it back. But lo yitn lehu v'dayta shiachzer. But the father of the boy that is redeeming should not give it to the kohen with the intention that it be given back. Vim asa kein v'achzer, and if he did do it like that, and the kohen gave it back, then Aim B'nai Padu, his son's not going to be considered redeemed, because since he didn't give it to him, that when he gave it to the Kayan, that he didn't really have in mind to give a full-fledged redemption as a full-fledged gift. Now, it's actually specifically if he gives it back to him. But if he didn't give it back to him, then the son will be redeemed, because ultimately now he is concluding, he's like, okay, so then it is a bona fide gift to the Kayan. But it has to be, if he did it with that intention, that he's going to get it back, and the kohen gave it back, then it's not redemption. Until he makes up his mind, he's giving it to him as a bona fide gift. Now, then if he gifts it to him totally, and the kohen decides to give it back, then Yachzeh could give it back. And so let's say he specified, and he gave it to him with the intention of giving it back, then his son is redeemed, because since ultimately he gave it to him as a full-fledged gift, he just stipulated that he should give it back, what's called a matonam nas la'achzer. Again, that's it. He gave it to him, and then it will be considered as a valid redemption. Halacha Tester Ram discusses who is exempt from this halacha penya ben. Her kahanim ulavim, as we said in the opening Rambam, in the halacha that is specifically Yisraelis, kahanim ulavim peturim penya ben mekabel chaymer. The Kohanim Levim are exempt from the Halacha Binyan Ben. Why? From a Kavol Chaymer. In Patur Shal Yisrael Bamidbar, if in the desert, when the Jews were coming out of Mitzrayim, the Kohanim, the Levim, exempted the firstborns of the Yisraelim. So Dinner Shifter Atzmam, isn't it? It's a Kavol Chaymer that for sure they should exempt them, their own selves, because they were actually even able to take the place without redemption money of the Yisraelim. For sure, they take the place of themselves, and there's no obligation of doing actual any redemption. Halacha Yud, Yisrael haba min a kahanis or min a leviyah, if Yisrael comes from his mother as a kahanis or a leviyah, is also pater, is exempt, and because she'in the davetol ba'av, it doesn't depend on the father, ela ba'im, rather depends on the mother. Someone says the pasuk peterechem Yisrael, the opening of the womb amongst the Yisraelim. So if the mother is a kahanis a leviyah, so that's where we're saying that that's going to be the exemption from the halacha of pinya ben. Halacha Yud Aleph, Leviyah Mu'uberes Migoy. Now, if there's a Leviyah, a woman that's a Levi, that's impregnated from a Gentile, so Bina Pater, her son is exempt, because she's a Leviyah. However, interestingly, the Kohenis Mu'uberes Migoy, a Kohenis, the woman that's a Kohen, that's impregnated from a Gentile, Bina Chayiv, her son actually will be obligated to Mitzvah Penya Ben. In other words, he himself has to redeem himself when he becomes an adult, because, like we said, his mother's not obligated, and his father's a Gentile's not obligated. Now, why would, in this case, the son have a chiva pinya ben? Because his mother becomes invalidated through the cohabitation with the Gentile, and she essentially becomes like a non-Kohenis, like a Zara, and like a regular woman that's Yisraelis. Her son is mechiva pinya ben, and therefore in such a situation, there would be an obligation of pinya ben. Lochid beis, Kohen sheno leben chal. For Kohen has a son, that's a chal, which is he had relations with a divorcee or a chalala, and from that relationship, he had this child. who is considered like a Yisrael because of the same idea we just mentioned regarding the Kohenis, which it's a desecration of the status of Kohuna. So Mesa Abatech Shleshim Yayim. So it gets interesting over here. If the father passed away within 30 days of the child's birth, Saben Chayiv Lifta Ses Asma, the son's going to have to redeem himself. Again, we said we consider him as a Yisrael. And the reason why the son has to redeem himself is Shalizocha Av BePedyoyne, because the father, he never, although he's the father and he's a Kohen too, he never merited it in that redemption, because the obligation of Pinyamin only starts after 30 days, and he wasn't alive at that point. Now, Misach Shleishim Yehim, but if the father died after 30 days, then Ein Chayiv HaBen Leftes Esatzmeh, the son doesn't have to redeem himself. Why? Shalizocha Av BePedyoyne. The father merited the Pinyam because he's a Kohen. Comes out that he could give the pinyan ben to himself, and he fulfills the mitzvah like that too. So, and when he dies, he then bequeaths the money to his son, and therefore it's his own, and therefore there's no obligation after 30 days for the son to go ahead and redeem himself. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam qualifies when is this peter rechem. So ashifcha sheneshtachar, regarding a maidservant that was freed, or benachar shenesgayra, or a non-Jewish woman that converted. And they did this kishem u'baris when they were pregnant, v'yalod when they gave birth. So, although the conception of this child was not in sanctity because they weren't Jewish yet, but since he was born in a state when the mother was already Jewish, then there's an obligation of Binyan Ben. Kishnema says in the Pasuk, Peter Rechem be Yisrael. The opening of the womb of a Jewish woman, and here you had this, the opening of the womb was when the woman was already Jewish. Now, let's say you don't know if the child was born before the mother converted or after. Then, whoever wants to extract and collect the, as a kain, the pinya ben from that child, then he has the onus of proof is on him to prove if the child was born before the mother had converted or after, and then the obligation would be because it's only if he was born after. Halachi doubt. If a non-Jewish woman and a maidservant gave birth, and then only subsequently did they convert or become freed servants, which would make them as full-fledged Jewish, then they subsequently gave birth to another child. So they're going to be exempt. Like it says in the Pasuk, the opening of the womb, it's not the opening of the womb. And the first child they were exempt from because he wasn't born when they were Jewish. The second child, however, is also going to be exempt because it's not the first child. They already had one before they became full-fledged Jewish. Let's say a child's born after a miscarriage. Any miscarriage that would make the woman as tamas leida, as tamah of giving birth, because it's already over the age of when we consider it as nothing, but it's already considered as a child. So, habachar avin peter echem. So the child that comes after that is not opening the womb because it was already by the miscarriage, it's considered opening her womb. But any miscarriage that the mother would not have the tumma of childbirth, let's say if the mother miscarried something that looks like fish or locust, or if she miscarries by before day 40, which is also considered like not as a birth, or things like that, and the child that's born after that would be considered the firstborn for the kohen, and there would be an obligation to redeem it because it would be considered the first opening of the womb in the sense of giving birth to a child. Let's say the fetus was cut up in the womb, and it was taken out limb by limb. The child that comes after that is not considered the opening of the womb because in this case the woman would have tumas leida after the cut-up fetus is taken out. Let's say an eight-month baby in the womb sticks its head out and it's still alive. And then it takes its head back into the womb and dies. Or let's say there's a nine-month fetus that dies. And it sticks its head out and it goes back in. And then the brother, the twin, he comes out and is born. The child that's born is not considered peter rechem, because he was already exempted by what was coming out from the first one. Because once the forehead comes out, it exempts the one after that. So that would be specifically by an 8-month when it was still alive. And by 9 months, even if it was dead, that coming out was already paid to the rechem, and then the second child, even if it ends up being born first, it's just that the head or even the forehead of the first one came out, that would already exempt the second one. Halacha de Zayin, Yetzid Daifin, and obviously the first one never lived to day 30. The first one was not a viable child. Halacha de Zayin, Yetzid Daifin, what's called born by Caesarean C-section, which means coming out of the abdominal wall. Vabachar of Kedarkoi, and then the next child born comes out a normal vaginal birth. Shnei Baturin, they both can be exempt. Harishin, the first one, didn't come out of the womb. That's the whole halacha of Pinya Ben, is it's Peterechem, the first one coming out of the womb. Vashen, the second one, Neshekedomacha, because ultimately a different child was born first. So therefore, it's not the first one being born. Halacha Yitzayin, what's the time of this obligation? Me'imasei Yitzchayv opinion, from when is there an obligation of the redemption? Is Mishayash Mishleishim Yayim, when 30 days have been completed, in other words, once it starts the 31st day, Shlomo says in Pasuk, "For do you mean chodesh tefta?" The redemption is when it's already a month old. Now, Mesa ben b'teich shleishim. If let's say the child, the son, dies within 30 days, v'afilu b'yom shleishim, even on day 30 itself, or v'chein nasa treva, let's say it becomes has a mortal defect, say in the chayv b'chamish shlam, then there's no obligation of the five shlam. Now, v'mhektim b'nasim b'kayim. Let's say the father did it when the child was, let's say, 20 days old. He went and he gave it to a kohen. Yachzal opinion, the kohen has to give back the redemption because the child died before the obligation ever started. If the child died after 30 days, chayv opinion, then there is an obligation because day 30 came and went and there was obligation of redemption. And if he didn't give and the child died, yitin, he still has to give it. Some redeemed his son within 30 days. He gave it to the kohen on day 20. If he tells the kohen, me'achshav want it to be from now, im b'nei padeh, his son's not redeemed, because it doesn't take effect till day 30. If amalei, but he tells him, I'm giving it to you now, but la'achar shleishim yoyim, I want it to take effect, that the redemption should be after 30 days, then b'nei padeh, then the son will be redeemed. Even if the money's not around after 30 days, still he gave him the monies, and it's already after day 30, and therefore the redemption is going to be valid. Halachi Tesram discussed regarding when there's a doubt regarding a firstborn son, when we're talking about one woman giving birth. But Mishu who's Safik, if there's a situation of doubt, Imchai b'pidin yoloi, if this child is obligated in redemption or not, her is a pater. So there's an exemption. Because it's a monetary doubt, and any time it's a monetary doubt, the one who's trying to collect would have to bring the onus of proof that there's an obligation. Let's say the father died within 30 days. Then we already have presumptions already. We have a status quo that the child was not redeemed. Until you bring proof from the father that he had redeemed him before he died, because generally the obligation is only day 31. That's only when you'll give it. He could give it early, but that's not the norm, and therefore we presume he was not redeemed until the proof is brought the other way. And versus Mesav la'achar shleishim yom, let's say the father died after the child was already 30 days. Then we presume that he was redeemed. Until it's notified that he didn't redeem. But again, we have chazakas versus before day 30 and after day 30. So the situation of doubt. And then we have chazakas before and after day 30. And the proof would have to be brought the other way to say one way or the other. Halacha chaf. Mishle bikra ishtar. If someone has that his wife had never yet given birth to a first child. And then the elder Zach Nekeva, she gives birth to twins, a boy and a girl. And they don't know which one was born first. Same kind of kohen klum, the kohen doesn't get anything, again, because it's a moitzimich v'levarai, it's a safik, it's a firstborn son or daughter, which there would not be any chiv of penya ben. Let's say elder Shnei Zachem, let's say give birth to twin boys. Ava pisha enyu du'ez memechai, although they didn't know which one was born first. Either way, you're going to give five shlam to the kohen because there was one firstborn son. Now, let's say one of the children die within the first 30 days. Then pater, then they're exempt from giving the five shlam. Again, because whoever's trying to collect from his friend, upon him is the proof, and here the kohen, he has to prove that the one that's still alive, which made it to day 30, is the firstborn son, and he doesn't know, so he can't collect. Let's say, whether the father died within 30 days or after 30 days, and whether the brother didn't divide or did divide, the estate, because the father died, it should be given from the estate five slum to the kohen, because the estate has already become obligated in this obligation that the father has, which we say, Mamanavshach, there was two boys born, and one of them is an obligation, so it doesn't make a difference when the father dies. There's going to be this obligation of giving the five slum to the kain. Halacha chafalf. Now the Rambam discussed regarding doubts when there's two women giving birth, but in the same family. Shnei nashav shlei bikur. Let's say one man has two wives that none of them had yet given birth. The elder shnei zchamim. Now they both give birth to a boy. So nice and eses slum the kain. So the husband has to give 10 slum to the kain because although there's only one of the sons that is going to be his firstborn. But again, like we had said in Halacha Yud, we don't go based on the father, we go based on the mother. And they're both opening up the womb of their mothers. So he has two chiyuv ma'pinya ben. Mis achad mem b'tech shashmim, let's say one of them died within the first 30 days. So im l'kayin echad nasan, so if he had already given the 10 slum to this one kayin, so yachz l'chamer shlum, he has to give him back 5 slum because that was never really ended up being an obligation. Vim l'shnei kayin nasan, but let's say he gave it to two kahanim, he cannot, is extracted from them. He didn't indicate that it's redemption for this one and this son. Therefore, each one could say, go collect from him, because how do you know the one you gave me was from the one that died? And again, here, is the other way around. Let's say he has his two wives that had never yet given birth, where now, between the two of them, they give birth to a boy and a girl. Or two boys and a girl. In other words, and we don't know who came out first. So one of them might have had a girl first. So in this situation, he gives 5 slum to the kain. Because it's not possible that it wasn't at least one boy that was the first one opening of the womb, because there was two boys and one girl. So it might have been the two boys came out first. Oh, but might have been one of them the girl first, but at least one of them for sure had a child. So even if that one had the girl, but then the other one had two boys. So either way, there was at least one chiv pidyan ben, that's what he has to give. Halachiv gimel, let's say yaldur shteini kevis v'zachah. But let's say, amongst the two wives that he has, they gave birth to two girls and one boy. Or two boys and two girls. Ve'en yidu ezen na'il rishon, you don't know which one was born first. In this situation, in kohen l'kohen klum, the kohen doesn't get anything. Because I could say, maybe both wives both gave birth to the girls first and then the boy, and since we have no way of proving, the kain would not get the pinya ben. Let's say he has two wives. Achas bikra. One of them already gave birth to a child. And one of them didn't yet give birth to a child. The older shnei zechamin is over. Now they give birth to two boys, but they get mixed up. So nice and chamish slum the kain. So the husband has to give 5 slum to the kain because most definitely here there was a firstborn son to the one that yet had not given birth before. Now, but let's say one of these two boys dies within the first 30 days. Ha'avpata, then the father's exempt because maybe it's the bachar that died because we didn't know from which mother each one came from. Mesa'av, if the father dies, again, you have to give from the estate the 5 slum because that's an obligation whether they divide or not. As we had said in the prior halacha, the father's estate was already obligated in the Bechair's pidyon, even though we don't know which one is which. Halacha chafei. Yoldu, let's say these two wives that we spoke about in the previous halacha, which one had given birth already once before, one didn't. And they gave birth to Zachar and Nekeva, a boy and a girl. One a boy, one a girl. Or Shnei Zachar and Nekeva, or two boys and a girl. We don't know who came out of what. So Inkan Lekan Klum, in this case, Kohen's not going to get anything. I could say, Zushalay Bikr, the one that had not yet given birth before, Yoldin Nekeva Tchilabachar Azacha, she gave birth to a girl first and then a boy, which there's no obligation of Pinya Ben. But Zusha Bikr, the one who had given birth once before, she's the one that Yoldin Zacha, she gave birth to a boy, which there's no Pinya Ben there because she already had a child once before. So if again, because of the doubt, the kohen doesn't get anything. Halacha Vav Dram continues regarding a doubt that comes up from two different families. Shtei Nashim, Shal Shnei Nashim, Shalay Bikr. Two wives, meaning each one of two men, meaning each man and his wife. So there's these two wives from two different families that none of them had given birth before. The older shnei zechamim nesova. Now they give birth to two boys, but the children get mixed up at birth. So either way, zenos and heslam, zenos and heslam. Each one has to give 5 slum because he had a firstborn son, although he might not know which one is the exact child. Let's say they both give to the kain. Then within 30 days, one of the sons pass away. So if they give to two kohanim, they cannot extract, because again, each one could say, well, I got the one that was for the one that's still alive. Now, but if they gave to the same kohen, then what you could do is one of the fathers could write to the other father a permission slip, and then he could go with this permission and say, I'm representing him too. They could collect from the kohen at least half of the slime because they both gave to the same kohen and it's one of their children that passed away, so they could get back at least 5 out of 10 slime. And maybe they could divide it 2.5, 2.5, but since they, at least the sum total of them two, and they had permission to collect for the other one, which is Mamanam Shach, one of us is collecting from you, they can get it back. Lochav Zayin, Yoldu, if let's say these two women from these two different men who had not yet given birth, if they give birth to a Zach and a Keva, one had a boy, one had a girl, but in the Sabbath they were mixed up. So Ha'avas Paturin, so the fathers, they're going to be exempt because each one could say, well, I had the girl, I prove that I had the boy. But if a ben chayv liftes asme, obviously the one that was born as a firstborn son, obviously he's going to have to redeem himself. He just, because we just don't know who his father is, so the father could get off the hook. V'chem mevakeres, so too, if a woman who is giving birth to a firstborn for the first time, shleishasa achar baile shleish chadashim, that she didn't wait after she left her first husband a period of 3 months. V'yalda, and now she gave birth. Now v'en yidua im ben tisha l'rishon, it's not clear, is this a 9-month baby from her first husband, or is it a 7-month baby, which is because she got married 2 months after her first husband to another man, and maybe she conceived right away. So shnei beturin, both fathers are exempt. Each one can say, well, it's not my child. The son, obviously, is the firstborn son. He would have to redeem himself when he becomes an adult. Halacha chav ches. Let's say, amongst the two of them, they give birth to two girls and a boy. Or two girls and two boys. Again, here the kohen is not going to get anything. In other words, even the son's not going to have to redeem himself in this situation because there's so many different possibilities that are equal to the amount of obligation as exemption. And therefore, it cancels itself out. And because of the doubt, he himself might not be a firstborn son. And therefore, he's also going to be exempt. Halacha chav tes, shtei noshim shel shnei anoshim. Two wives of two men, meaning each one had one wife. Achas biker v'achas lebiker. One had already given birth once before. Once one did it. The older shnei zechum, they give birth to two boys. So zesh lebiker ishta, the one that his wife had not yet given birth before. Nosin chamish shlam lekain. He gives 5 shlam to the kain. Yoldu zach and the keva. Let's say they give birth in total to a boy and a girl. And kain lekain klum. Here the kain's not going to get anything again because what we're trying to say here is not, of course, the father's, but we're saying even the son is exempt from redeeming himself because a situation of doubt. Maybe he was born from the woman that had already given birth once before. Halacha lamed, yoldu shnei zechum in the keva. Let's say they gave birth to two boys and a girl. So zesh lebicha ishtoi nusin chamish shlam, the one that his wife had not yet given birth once before. In this case, he has to actually give 5 shlam. And the reason is shlei nifter el b'shnei sveikas, because he's not exempting himself only if there's two doubts. Im ishta yolda zocha bavad, if his wife was the one who gave birth only to a boy, chayef it b'chayef. Vim yolda zocha b'nekev, and even if he gave birth to the boy and to the girl, chayef it b'chayef. Ella, the only way he would be exempt is im ken yolda nekev b'tchila, she had given birth to the girl first. That's what the Rambam says in this case, since that's very far away from the possibilities, so yitin pidyoinai, he should give his redemption. In other words, there's 5 different possibilities in this situation, and the two boys and the girl, from these two women that one had given birth once before and one didn't. The possibility number one is that the one who had not given birth once before gave birth to one boy. Or possibility number two is to two boys. Or to a boy and a girl after that. Or only for a girl. Or possibility number 5 is a girl and then a boy. Now, 3 out of the 5 possibilities would make him obligated in Pidyon HaBen, which that's like Rav, that's like a majority in regards to the Chazaka of the husband. And we know Ruba v'Chazaka, when you have a majority in the Chazaka, Ruba Adav, and therefore here, since the majority of possibilities are telling us that he would be obligated, although we don't know definitively, we're not going to say Amotzimech v'Leveraya. And this case of Safik, as the Rambam says, because when he says Shalei Nifta El B'Shnei Sveikas, only 2 out of the 5 doubts would exempt him, and here you have 3 out of the 5 that are making him obligated, and therefore that's why in this situation he would have to give a Pinyon HaBen.